Hey listeners, we're Caring Better and Braver. This is a podcast for family caregivers in Wisconsin and the La Crosse County area. We're here to support, inform, connect, and recognize all of you who devote a part of your lives to caring for someone else. I'm your host, Jenna Juvie, and today we're here with Marcia Bateman, a retired physical therapist and local Tai Chi instructor. Welcome, Marcia.
Thank you.
Why don't you tell us a little bit more about yourself and how you got into Tai Chi?
Well, I have been interested in Tai Chi for quite some time. I had taken some classes with Sister Marian Mossman at the Franciscan Spirituality Center back in the early 2000s, but was then really not able to follow through with it until in 2015, as a physical therapy continuing education class, we had a professor from UW-Madison come for a weekend and give us a elementary stage one lesson in what is called adapted Tai Chi. And that for us as physical therapists was important because that is really what I used in the clinic.
Adapted Tai Chi. Marcia used this form of Tai Chi in her work as a physical therapist. When I hear physical therapy, I think about how it's used to improve movement for people healing from injuries. So I think this tells us that adapted Tai Chi is really something anyone could do.
Absolutely. There is a level of Tai Chi for everyone. We can do it seated in a wheelchair, standing with side support with a chair or with a walker, or just free-formed. And the level changes with what you can do. It's very easily adaptable.
So what exactly is Tai Chi? It can be used in physical therapy, but it's not really an exercise routine. It's probably hard to describe without seeing it, but Marcia helps us create that visual.
Tai Chi is a practice of slow, gentle, graceful, continuous motion that also incorporates a focus with a calm, alert, clear mind. So it's really the meeting of mind and body. And for that reason, I don't really call it an exercise. It's really a practice. Though you have lots of physical benefits and lots of mental benefits that we'll talk about later, I like to think of it, as I've heard it described by someone else, I did not make this up, as meditation in motion. Because that I just think that just says it all. It says that it's a mind-body practice and that the benefits are both mental and physical.
Caregiving creates emotional ups and downs and can make us feel like we're losing our minds. Many of us have tunnel vision, harnessing whatever spoonfuls of energy we have to focus on the most important tasks for the day. Our worlds are centered around helping our loved ones, and we begin to lose touch with ourselves. Our mind, body, and spirit become disconnected. We are detached from our emotions, but we still experience the effects of stress and anxiety on our bodies. We might start having physical problems or find ourselves behaving out of character. When you notice these changes in yourself, but you don't know why it's happening, then you know you're really out of tune. You've put yourself on the back burner for too long. These wake-up calls are moments that tell us it's time to reconnect the body and mind. Practicing Tai Chi is one way of doing this. Marcia told us Tai Chi can be thought of as meditation in motion. I find this very appealing. For people who can't sit still, or they think they can't sit still and therefore don't meditate, this could be another option.
Honestly, for myself, that's what it's very hard for, you know, many, many people to sit and do a focus and then be gentle with yourself when your mind wanders and just gently bring your mind back to the present. With Tai Chi, you're focusing so much on what you're doing and on the here and now that it's much easier to maintain that focus.
Before I met with Marcia, I did a little of my own research on the health benefits of doing Tai Chi. I came across a lot of information on the numerous benefits for physical health, mental health, effects on specific diseases or chronic health conditions. Marcia is a retired physical therapist, so I asked her to tell us more about those health benefits as she knows it from her professional experience.
Well, in the same vein as I said mind and body, I'll probably divide them that way, that the mental health benefits are huge. The decrease in anxiety, it's emotional well-being, it's calming, because that alert, calm state is really what we're doing in Tai Chi. Now, are we there every minute? Of course not. You know, that's just not realistic, at least for me. But the healthy breathing patterns, learning relaxation skills, all of that is a part of really the mind focus of Tai Chi, and there are just big benefits from there, you know. And if you move to the physical, people have said, well, how can it be strengthening? You know, you're moving slowly, you're not. Well, you do everything with knees relaxed, which means that your leg muscles have to be working 100% of the time. So you get definitely a strengthening of your lower extremities. And honestly, because we use so much arm also repetitively, there is some strengthening also in your upper extremities. So there's a strengthening aspect to Tai Chi, and also with minimal stress to the joints. That's a huge benefit for people with osteoarthritis or painful joints for whatever reason. There's minimal stress to the joints. You're not doing any compressive forces or anything like that to your joints. So it's relatively safe. Postural alignment, which I talked about before, yeah. And that improving your body awareness, you know, where you are in space. So even moving from things like Tai Chi to, shoveling snow, which we're not doing that anymore, thankfully, but it's just the first thing that comes to mind. You know, the body mechanics that you use throughout your life, whether it's pulling something out of a lower cabinet in your kitchen, shoveling snow, whatever, you begin to use your body differently because you know how to use your core and your legs to for power. Okay, balance is huge because of the separation of the weight that we talked about. So balance is related to strength also, so you're increasing that strength and you're moving in ways that challenge your balance in a safe way. Also coordination, flexibility, it may help to reduce risk of falling and for certain fear of falling. If you think about some people who begin to develop balance issues, you start to notice maybe that they're shuffling, that they don't pick their feet up off the floor, that their step lengths becomes shorter, and so and the posture usually goes along with that, and it becomes more rounded. And Tai Chi really works to reverse those things by the strength and the balance and the separation of the weight and all of that in the postural alignment. So it's really kind of an all of the above. And there's also that mind-body connection, that awareness and the focus on the present, and the mindful meditative quality of Tai Chi. There's a growing body of research on Tai Chi.
Marcia mentioned that Tai Chi can help us with everyday functional movements like bending and lifting. I thought those are probably movements that a caregiver is doing a lot.
And we always say that Tai Chi is rooted in your feet, powered by your legs, guided by your core, actually, and expressed in your hands. So what you do with your hands is not really that crucial, but really it's all about the grounding to the earth and being rooted. And those are really important concepts if you're actually physically working with people, whether it's transferring or, you know, other mobility kinds of issues. You do learn to move more efficiently.
Marcia goes on to tell us how people find Tai Chi. How do they get started? What's their motivation? And how are they incorporating the practice of Tai Chi in their daily life?
People in my classes come from a kind of a wide variety. I think some of them are really looking more for the meditative parts of it. Mm-hmm. And some people are looking, once they understand how much of a strengthening exercise it is, it's much different from lifting weights and running or other forms of exercise. Not that those aren't excellent forms of exercise, but this definitely has a different component. And the other thing is that people will see somebody practicing Tai Chi in a park, for example, and go, wow, what is that? It just looks so interesting. And so I've had people just find it for that reason. I also think of the clinic and how I've used bits and pieces in the clinic with people with all kinds of issues, you know, not really focusing on a diagnosis, but rather if you look at deficits of things like a fear of falling or strength or balance issues, you can have a multitude of diagnoses to have those kinds of deficits. So it's really a wide range of people who might be interested in Tai Chi.
So I'm curious, what's the history behind Tai Chi? Where did people learn how to do this? Where did the practice originate?
So it originated in China in what's believed to be about the 13th century. So it was a very long time ago. And it was really developed as a martial art. Not so much focused on brute strength and force, but rather the person who initially developed it really looked at the power of flow and of moving and sometimes rooting to the ground and yielding to the other person and then coming back to quote-unquote win. And that evolved through the armies actually in China, and then it was picked up more of a health thing, and came to the United States really not till the 1960s. The person who developed what it is that I teach, her name is Tricia Yu, and she lived in Taiwan in the 70s and was just intrigued by these people who were quite elderly doing kicks and spins and things like that in the park, and she was just fascinated. So she became the first non-Chinese person to study in that area where she was. And she ended up, after living there for quite some time, came back and opened the Tai Chi Center in Madison. And it was through her work with people in Madison, thinking that this could be much more widely taught if it maybe was broken down a little bit into a little bit more basics. So she went and searched out some people at the university in the physical therapy department, and they actually together made a form, which is the graceful dance part of Tai Chi, that was just a little more accessible to folks, and developed some things that we call basic moves, which are kind of like little pieces of practice that we do before we learn how to put it all together, so to speak. And so that's really how it, you know, started and came in the very, very shortened version. There are basically, I think, three families that ended up there, the three styles. But the one that in the United States that most people do is the Yang style. And that's what I do is based off of the Yang style. And there are many different forms you can learn of that. Some people think, well, if I learn this, then I know it. And it's like peeling an onion, I think. It's, you just get deeper and deeper and deeper, and it becomes even more and more interesting, and you learn a lot about yourself.
Self-awareness and improving focus. Marcia tells us just how Tai Chi can help us focus on ourselves.
You'll understand why it's like layers of an onion, because there are so many different things to focus on or that you might be focusing on at the same time, you know, so that it becomes easier as you practice to focus on more things at the same time. So the guidelines are first of all, like focusing on the present, on the here and now, so that if your mind wanders, you're gentle with yourself and just bring your mind back to where we are. There's a focus on postural alignment. So we're always thinking or being reminded of the fact that we are being lifted by the head top as though by a helium balloon. And then our tailbone is weighted as though we had a tail down between our heels. And so it's a lengthening of the spine. And so posture is very, very important. Breathing is also a focus, though we don't breathe like in with certain motions and out with certain motions. We use breathing as a relaxation tool. Another thing is that it's very slow. And I mean very slow. And some people will say, I can't do that, it's just too slow. And my answer to that, if they ask me, is that that's probably why you need it.
Caregivers especially, we're so used to moving and doing and going all the time, we really need to slow things down.
And it's taken me quite some time, you know, that to realize that in myself, that slowness is a good thing. Gives you time to focus, but what we're focusing on in that slowness also is a separation of the weight. And so what is that? What that means is that we are very slowly transitioning our weight from our right foot to our left foot in different postures. It's a very slow motion. And so you can understand that if you have a fear of falling, for example, or if your balance is not good, you're not very confident moving slowly with one leg forward and one leg back and transitioning that weight separation. But it is indeed that helps us to improve our balance. So separation of the weight is very important. And another guideline is that relaxation and having that inner stillness, which, you know, doesn't happen 100% of the time. It's always like we're working on it. Practicing Tai Chi is a process. And sometimes we say, just let's focus on one of the guidelines as we do this form and just focus on one thing. You know, you're lifted from head top and, you know, see if you can do that for the whole form. It's really hard. Or even centering. How do you center? And so we walk through verbal cues of how to center. And honestly, once you learn that, it's like, okay, I'm gonna take 30 seconds here and just center. Whether you're in the grocery store line or you're in a meeting that's stressful, you can do this while you're doing other things. And it's really being rooted to the ground. It's, if we're standing, it's softening the knees. It's the knees are heavy. It's that postural lengthening of the spine. It's the paying attention to your breath. It's the position of your hands that are awake. It's looking ahead with an awareness of the periphery. It's just a lot of things that focus on centering that once you've practiced for a while, you can go, oh, I just need to center. And you can pretty much do it pretty quickly.
Centering sounds like an excellent skill for caregivers. It's a tool that you can gain from Tai Chi and use in those moments, wherever, whenever, when you're on the verge of ripping your hair out.
It's a time to really sit back, take a deep breath or six, let go a little bit, and see if you can let your jaw go, let your forehead muscles relax, focus on your breathing for even a minute. Most of the time we can find a minute.
Our conversation with Marcia today was encouraging. We don't need to spend money or visit special places to give ourselves opportunities to relax. We don't need to be still to meditate or find peace and calm. We can practice meditation in motion. We can focus on small movements to help us gain strength and balance. We can find small moments to breathe and center ourselves. It only takes a minute. As caregivers, we can try new things like Tai Chi that give us the tools to better care for ourselves. And from everything Marcia has described about the adapted form of Tai Chi, we know this is something we can do alone or with the person we're caring for. If you're interested in joining Marcia at one of her classes, you can contact the Aging and Disability Resource Center of La Crosse County. We'll help you get on her email list. She is currently doing classes via Zoom and recently started meeting on Mondays at Riverside Park in La Crosse. Join her at 1:30 in the afternoon, just south of the fountain. No introduction or experience needed, just come as you are. Watch it or try it. Classes are also occurring at the Harry J. Olson Senior Center on Mondays and Fridays. Another option similar to Tai Chi would be Qigong. Qigong is a very meditative, motion-based practice, and Tai Chi is actually a form of Qigong. Marcia, thank you so much for joining us today. We learned a whole lot from you, and we would love to have you back.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And thanks to all you caregivers for tuning in today. Caring Better and Braver is sponsored by the ADRC of La Crosse County. If you're looking for more information about health and wellness programs in the La Crosse County area, give us a call at 608-785-5700 or email adrc@lacrossecounty.org. Music for this podcast was created by Lemon Music Studio. Check back later this month for more conversation about what it means to take care of ourselves and what happens when we don't. Until then, be brave, be informed, and remember, we need to take care of ourselves so that we can care better for others.